is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Fincher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Branaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Fincher. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back with Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that, you better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Radiman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Radiman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Fixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we're the only game in town tonight, the only live media outlet covering this game this afternoon between Anna and Purcell Marion, girls Division III regional championship on the line here at Springfield High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on the heels of the boys' win at noon today over National Trail, winning that game by a final tally of what, Chuck, 69-54, 15-point triumph for the Anna boys?
Yes.
Nice victory, hard-earned, only a 5-point lead entering the fourth. A lot of grit and determination by Anna boys to pull it out. Anna girls need that same kind of sustenance here against this Purcell team, which won't let up all afternoon. Can't have live ball turnovers. Got to take care of it.
minimize the mistakes, and make every offensive possession count.
Well, I think the Anna boys were the favorite in the game at noon.
Right.
I think the Purcell Marion would have to be the favorite, but Anna beat a really good Versailles team, played an outstanding game. If they can play the same game today that they played the other night against Versailles, they got a real shot at this.
Kiplin Rowland was dynamite in that first half for the Anna girls.
Yep.
Against the Versailles Tigers.
Yeah, she was making threes, and Versailles really didn't know that much about her, because I guess in the first game she didn't score that much, but boy, she was a big difference in the first game. And you look at Brianne Riemann, she had a terrific game for them. And of course, Ella Dosick is Ella Dosick. I'm thinking she's going to have to be in the 20s today for them to have a real good chance of winning this game.
Ella has been the Versailles Tigers killer. Last year at Versailles, made a last second shot to win that game in the regular season, Anna over Versailles. This year in the regular season, she pumped in 23 in a 4-point loss to Versailles. And then this past week during the regional semifinals, a 20-point outing by Ella against Versailles again, and she's got to continue that today. The rubber meets the road here at Springfield High School.
Right.
A berth in the state Final Four is on the line, and it's Ella's team. She's got to take the bull by the horn and engineer this club to victory.
Yeah, she absolutely has to. And then you look farther down, Lauren Barhorst. Purcell has a 6'2 girl in Janae Rose. She didn't start the other night. She's the only real size that they have. So if Lauren can get inside, maneuver, and get some baskets, that will really help the Rockets' cause.
Yeah, Lauren's got to stay out of foul trouble. 30 minutes of double-digit scoring, 14 or 15 from Lauren, 7 or 8 rebounds.
Yep.
The Rockets would be right in the thick of this if all of this develops, as we are hoping it will.
Well, it's certainly in the realm of possibility, because
yep,
they played. Barhorst, to me, is the most improved player from last year to this year,
yep,
in girls basketball. And you look on the other side with Purcell Marion, they've got number 30. They've got Kara King, she's a 5'8 junior, and she just is a scorer. So you need to know where she is. She's not real tall, but she's got a lot of muscle, and she plays bigger on the inside.
Both teams 21-6 on the year. Purcell Marion, like Anna, goes about 8 or 9 deep. There is depth on each club, and we will see substitutes, because this will be an up-and-down game. It's turned into a moderately warm afternoon. It's sunlit, and I wouldn't say it's toasty, but it's not the least bit cool.
No.
Here in the Springfield gym.
And there's a glare on the to our right, the one that Purcell's going to start the first half in. There's a glare on that because of the windows at the top of the gym.
Here is what is at stake today. A berth in the Final Four next Friday at 3 o'clock against the Afrocentric Ottawa Glandorf winner. That game, by the way, is tonight up at Lexington. So the Anna Purcell Marion victor beats the Afrocentric Ottawa Glandorf team that triumphs. State semifinals next Friday at 3. The other two regional finals going on this afternoon at Cuyahoga Falls, it's Canfield South versus Elyria Catholic. And at Logan, it's Berlin Highland against Seaman North Adams. So the Anna Purcell Marion winner, if Anna were to win, Chuck, it's on to the state Final Four at St. John Arena next Friday at 3 against Columbus Afrocentric or Ottawa Glandorf. Two very good teams. That'll be a fine game tonight up in Lexington.
Yep.
Afrocentric disposed of Margaretta, a team we saw at the Classic in the country, by 30 the
wow.
other night. 2 years in a row, two straight years, Afrocentric,
my goodness,
has clobbered Margaretta by 30 points in the regionals.
Margaretta was, I mean, they weren't a fabulous basketball team when we saw them over at Berlin against Tri-Village, but if you beat them by 30, you got a pretty good basketball team.
I guess that speaks volumes for Columbus Afrocentric, which has got to win tonight to advance to next Friday to
right.
play the winner of this game. For Anna, it's a game at a time. The Rockets knocked off Versailles, a slight favorite in the regional game this past week.
And now Purcell Marion, a team which is clearly the favorite here today. Purcell Marion, certainly the favorite club. It's a slightly taller club overall, guards, wing players, and in the post. But I am really pleased with head coach Jeff Bauer and the job he's done in his 3 years at Anna. I would expect him to test the outside shooting of Purcell and go zone at the very start.
Oh, I think he'll definitely zone them. And I think if you've got an Achilles heel with this Purcell Marion team, they're not a fabulous outside shooter, team.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I think Anna has got to be tightly knit in the paint and force Purcell Marion to shoot the ball from 15 feet on out. And as Chuck noted, that might be the soft spot among the starting five for the Cavaliers. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors making this webcast of high school basketball possible here today. It's the girls' D3 regional championship from Springfield. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 2007 without the assistance of Lacal. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We've got the starters in a moment, then the Anna Purcell tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Well, Chuck, I don't think I've ever seen a crowd like this. Anna throng behind us, full section of bleachers here at Springfield. It's packed, probably several hundred, pushing 1,000 on the opposite side from Purcell Marion.
50.
You can count it. You can count it. About 25 people. That's
yep.
It.
That's too bad. Their girls deserve a better crowd coming to see them than this.
Oh yeah.
You look down on the end, they've got 8-9 students. You look on the other end, and the Anna kids have pretty much filled the end zone here.
Oh, yeah, 150 to 200 Anna students down to a right in that end zone. And as you said, less than 10 students from Purcell Marion. Opening five for the Anna Rockets, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Wearing the road green, white numerals, white stripes, and Anna in white across the chest. Michaela Ambus at guard, 5'4 senior. Averaging 4 points a game. Ella Dosick, 11.5 a game, a 5'6" junior. Kiplin Rowland at a wing, 7 a game, 5'11" senior. Mary Landis at a forward, a 5'6" junior. And Lauren Barhorst in the middle, 12 points a game, a 60% shooter on the year, a 6'2" senior. Kiplin Rowland has pumped up her three-point shooting, now 32.5% on the year for Kiplin behind the arc. Breanne Riemann shoots the three ball very well. So does Kaylee Brewer. Hope Bixler off the bench shoots it nicely. Ella Dosick, 25% behind the arc. No doubt the Rockets will need some threes here tonight. They got some good long-range shooting, Chuck, against Versailles this past week.
Yeah, they shot the ball really well, and they're going to have to shoot it well this evening, or this afternoon, I guess it is.
Starting lineup for the Purcell Marion Cavaliers.
Santia Crevins, or I should say Cravens, my mistake, a 5'6 senior, 10 points a game. McKenna Hogabook, a 5'9 sophomore, a dozen a game. She's one of the two stars for this team. The other for Purcell is Kara King, a 5'8" junior, 14.5 a game. Jaimani Jones, a 5'7 junior, 7 points a game. And the fifth starter is Jamira Behanan, a 5'6" sophomore at 4.5 points a game. Opening tip to start is knocked around. Collision near midcourt. Purcell gobbles it up. Jaimani Jones throws it away right away. Anna almost steals. It goes out of bounds.
Mary Landis right on that pass.
Yep, Landis almost picked it off. Opening few seconds. Anna was remarkable against Versailles, Chuck, with deflections.
Yes.
Oh, deflected passes all night long, bottling up Versailles offensive players. And Anna needs to do that today. Very sticky defense is important. Here's Purcell entering the lane. Short shot by Kara King. Barely grazed iron. Rebound knocked back outside to Jones, and Purcell restarts. Anna gives up an offensive rebound to Purcell to start. We're scoreless. Anna yet to get it offensively. And we've reeled off 50 seconds in the opening quarter. Purcell looking over the Anna zone and is thwarted at the moment. It's McKenna Hogabook in the left corner, 5'9 sophomore. Outside to Santia Cravens. Tell you what, Purcell doesn't know what to do with his zone defense.
No, right now they're set up in a 1-3-1 set.
Here's a long three-pointer by Cravens of Purcell. She settled for it, missed it off the back rim. Rebound Purcell, punched away by Landis, and it rolls to Dosik of Anna. The Rockets have got it. No score. Purcell had the ball for about 80 seconds to start. Got off two shots, couldn't connect. The zone had him bottled up. Here's a quick pass down inside to Barhorst for Anna. Twists and turns, in and out, no good. Six-footer wouldn't stay in the cylinder. Rebound down to Purcell. Storming up the floor goes Cravens. She walks into the lane. No call. Missed it long. Rebound down to Anna. Here's Dosik. Takes it 60 feet. Up and under. Missed the gimme down inside. In traffic. Long rebound Anna, though. Left corner Dosik. Three ball. Short. Rebound Purcell. Here come the Cavaliers on the go. Cravens cross court to King. To Hogabook. Left side. Here's Purcell entering the lane, running one-hander over the top of Barhorst. No good. Rebound right corner, tracked down by Kiplin Rowland of Anna. In backcourt against Behanan. Hand off to Ambus. Rockets bring it up and over the timeline successfully. Pressure in backcourt by Purcell. Offset to the Rockets. We play 2.5 minutes, no score. Here's Landis. Here's Rowland. On the arc to Ambus. Jumping, shooting. Got it. Three-pointer. Or was she straddling the line?
I think they called it a two.
A toe on the stripe, a deuce for Ambus. 2-0 Anna. Rockets fall back into that zone defense, a 2-3 look. Ball thrown into the post to Jones. Jones hands to a teammate. It's Hogabook down the lane. Double team, triple team in hot water. Throws it on the arc to Cravens, and Purcell resets. The zone defense of Anna has got Purcell befuddled. Here at the outset of this game, Cravens 25 feet away. Now Hogabook wants to drive, can't do it on Dosik. Outside the arc, near side to King. That's the one lady you cannot allow to probe the middle. Long three-pointer by King. She settles for a bad one. Way off the mark, rebound Anna. So far, Anna defensively has gotten done what it wants to.
Well, they're trying to get the ball inside to Belhannon, who is not very big and doesn't want to shoot the ball.
Bad pass up the floor by Anna, intercepted by Purcell. And Purcell drives baseline right. Anna steals. Anna's out of bounds, though.
Yeah, they're going to go with a little bit of size here now. They're bringing in Rose.
Entering the game, Janae Rose, a 6'2 junior. Averaging 4.9 points a game, 6'2" tall. Ball lobbed into the lane to Hogabook. Little 8-footer right in front, got it. Good out-of-bounds play by Purcell. We're tied at 2. Purcell on a deflection, full court pressure. 4 white shirts, 4 green shirts in backcourt. Purcell Marion wears the home white, the brown-orange numerals. some blue stripes up the sides of the shorts. Here's a throw up ahead to Dosik. Anna beats pressure. On the arc it goes to Kiplin Rowland. Now Dosik 25 feet away. On a weave behind her to Kaylee Brewer, who's checked in now. Kaylee a 5'2 soft. Here's Dosik, here's Brewer. Jacks up a long three. Swish! She's got it. Kaylee Brewer. Boy, she nears the 35% mark behind the arc on the year. Boy, she drained that one. Purcell with a bad pass across the floor. It was touched by Anna out of bounds. Purcell retains it. 3:38 to go, first quarter, 5-2 in favor of Anna, scoring pace to the Rockets' liking.
Yeah, absolutely. If Purcell can't score, they can't put their press on.
Very good point. Well, when you make baskets and the team's got to take it out of bounds, you can put on the heat.
Yep, that's what they want to do. So far, they haven't been able to upturn the tempo.
Top of the circle, Cravens outside the arc to a jump shooter. Long three ball by Hogabook, way short. Rebound, Anna. Backcourt, Dosik over the timeline. 5-5-2 Rockets. 3:14 left in the first. Baseline drive to Brewer. Back out to Ambus. High left to Dosik. Barhorse Fleisch is in the middle. Flips it to the arc. Dosik into the paint area. Handled there by Lena. Rowland is in now. Lena off the bench. 5'10 sophomore. Here's Barhorse finding a player from the high post down low. It's the cutter Dosik, spoiled by Purcell, and it goes out of bounds. 2:55 left, opening quarter. 5-2 Anna. Points at a premium here at the start. Inbounding, Leonard Rowland, top of the circle, Barhorse, leaps to catch. Gives it up to Amos, now Dosik. Dosik being checked on the arc by Jermani Buchanan, a 5'6 sophomore. Deep right corner, he goes to Brewer. Short corner, Dosik shakes her player, feeds Barhorse, open 8-footer, good! Nice assist by Dosik of Anna, which leads 7-2. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Cravens top of the circle for Purcell. Anna sags back into the 2-3 zone. Outside the arc on the right, it's King. Long skip pass, cross court, over the head of Jones, into the Anna bench.
Well, they can't be shocked. They had to have gone out yesterday and looked at a 2-3 zone and decided how they wanted to attack it. I can't believe this is what they came up with.
Well, right now, Chuck, Purcell is perplexed. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left, opening stanza. Anna Rockets now have on the floor Breanne Riemann, 5'7 sophomore. Here's Barhorst up the floor to Dosik, give and go. Hand off to Lena Rowland. Driving, foul, knocked down, no call. Loose ball, Purcell's got it. Cravens has it 25 feet away. Boy, that was a very hard foul. And no whistle, couldn't believe it. Baseline right, it's King. King feeds Rose in the lane. On the arc to Hogabook. Darts down the middle. Late feed to Rose. She bobbles baseline. Collects it. Oh, she travels.
They have nobody except for King that actually looks like they want to try to score right now.
You're right. Purcell Marion stifled by Anna's defense. The zone has him bewildered. A minute 51 to go here in the first quarter. 7-2 Anna. Pressure by Purcell in backcourt. Give and go up the middle to Dosik. She's double-teamed. Crossover dribble down the lane. All the way to the cup. Defensive foul on Purcell. Dosik will get two. Great start for the Anna girls, who lead 7-2. And so far, Chuck, that backcourt pressure by Purcell has been meaningless. Anna finds Ella Dosik with that first or second pass, and it's off to the races.
Yeah, it has not been effective in the least.
Dosik's free throw is no good. 7-2 Anna, minute 44 to go, first quarter here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Next week, webcast number 1500 on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, webcast number 401 of Fort Loramie High School sports since our start in 2007. Here's a drive to the rim by Purcell. A little looper right in front is good. Nice play by the Cavaliers. Well done by McKenna Hogabook. 8-4 Anna. Down to minute 17 to go, first period. Deep three, left side, Leonard Rowland. Or I should say Kiplin Rowland. Got it from way downtown. picking right up where she left off against Purcell.
She picked a nice time to get on a roll.
Purcell didn't guard her. And Kiplin Rowland made the Cavaliers pay. She bombed one in a high archer. Purcell counters. Cravens deep three left side. It ricochets off the rim. Out in the corner. It'll be Anna's ball. 11-4 Rockets. 54 seconds left here in the first quarter. I tell you, Chuck, we have seen some extremely improved players over the course of this season for Anna, Barhorse, Kiplin Rowland. How about on the boys' side, Cam Stewart?
Whew. Oh, he was terrific today.
Here's Ann in backcourt, up the floor to Barhorse, punched away by Purcell. Here's a steal on the arc, it's King. Three-pointer, bullseye. Open floor, scattered court. King connects. 11-7, Anna. 30 seconds to go. First period, double-teamed as Dosik. Loops it up ahead to Kiplin Rowland, back to Dosik. Dosik 35 feet away. On a weave, it goes to Brewer. Foul line. Gives it behind her to the three-point shooter. Way short. Barely caught iron by Riemann. Rebound down inside. Barhorse. No, but a foul.
Boy, it just almost went in.
Almost a bucket plus one. At the strike, Barhorse for Anna. Rockets need these. Up by four, 11-7. 19.6 to go in the first. Free throw by Lauren. Swish! She's got it. 12-7 Anna.
She's almost automatic from the free throw line.
Yeah, Rocket girls shoot about 67% at the stripe. And Lauren has really smoothed out her stroke over her shooting career at Anna. Not a whole lot of arch. Shoots it the same way every single time. Bingo again. Soft touch. Great free throw shooting by Barhorst. Anna up 6. 13-7. 14 seconds to go first quarter. Purcell dribbling. It's Cravens. Now King 30 feet away. Outside the arc on the left. It's Jones. Hits a cutter down the lane. Driving to the rim and scoring is Hogebuck. A second left in the period. That'll do it. Anna 13. Purcell 9. After 1 here in Springfield. Girls D3 regional title game. On scores.gas.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack LeChuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Here at Springfield, Girls D3 Regional Championship, Anna 13 and Purcell 9. Go to Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney for high-quality furniture priced right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Here's Anna on the attack to start the second quarter. An inside throw from Kiplin Rowland to Lauren Barhorst is punched out of bounds by Purcell. Rockets enter it. Riemann, 25 feet away to Dosik. Dosik shaded by one, two, three players as she dribbled through the top of the key. Ball given up to Riemann. Outside the arc on the left to Kiplin. Oh, high low down inside to Dosik. And she smacked from behind as she went to the rim. It might have been the tall 6'2" Janae Rose who got the little Ella Dosik on the shoulder.
Yeah, she came over to help. That was a heck of an entry pass.
Now, how do you make that one over the top of Rose? You've got no room to spare. Margin for error, Chuck, non-existent.
Well, 6'2", and you're posting up 5'9".
Free throw by Dosik. Good. 14-9, Anna. Second shot, Ella. Yes, 15-9. 7:20 left, second quarter. Purcell sensing some urgency now. Dribbles up the floor hard to the top of the circle. Hogabook. Hogabook gives it back to Cravens. They play pitch and catch. Near side to King. Zone defense, Anna. It slowed down the Purcell attack, that's for sure. 6-point lead, Rockets. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Excuse me. Lob pass into the middle to Rose. Picked off by Barhorse, Chuck. What a steal.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what, the young lady's playing well right now.
Nice play by Barhorse. She anticipated the throw to the post to Rose. Anna came away with it. Down the floor rolling. Big possession here. Chance to go up 8 or 9. Ambus 25 feet away. Left corner, Dosik wants to go baseline. Can't. Now Kiplin rolling. Ambus. Shot fake behind the arc by Brianne Riemann. Goes baseline. Short corner, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the plate to Kiplin. Anna resets. Head coach Jeff Maurer clapping hands across the way. Open player, Barhorse down inside. Pivots, wants to shoot. Rose tagged her on the wrist. Loose ball rebound to Purcell. Oh, could easily have been a foul call. No whistle. 15-9 Anna. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Pitch and catch on the arc by Purcell. Here's Cravens. Long three-pointer outside the arc. 25 feet away. Rimmed and came out. Rebound to Barhorse to Anna. Backcourt to Dosen. Forecourt right. Ball given up to Ambus. I tell you what, wind and pace and bench depth will be key before it's over. Here's a baseline drive of the Rockets. Powering to the rim goes Riemann. Offensive foul. Good call by the referee.
It was a correct call.
5:39 to go here in the second. 15-9, Anna leads. Anna was up 13-9 at the end of one. So in 2.5 minutes here in the second quarter, just one field goal. Purcell's offense right now, Chuck, is in slow motion.
Well, if it wasn't for Hogabook, they wouldn't have anything.
Yep, Hogabook has been sharp. That's it. Straight away, three-point shot, Purcell. Long bomb by Cravens. It is no good. Hit the back rim. Rebound in the corner. Jammed out of bounds by Anna. Cravens isn't shy about shooting. Tell you what, Chuck, with each shot, she's gone a foot or two further in reverse.
I'm going to let her shoot it till she makes one.
Indeed. Anna settles back into the zone. It's a 2-3. It's put the clamps on Purcell so far. Just over 5 to play, second quarter. Anna on top, 15-9. Outside the arc on the left, it's Cravens. She spurts into the middle. Left a jump shot short. Long rebound to King. Fires a three and buries it. Kara King. Dynamite long-range shooter for Purcell. Makes it 15-12. Anna up three.
Get a hand in her face that time. That was a tough shot.
Ambison backcourt. She's doubled. Sends it over the timeline to Brewer. Near side pass to Dosa. Purcell has chopped Anna's advantage to three. Ball into the lane. Dosik feeds on the arc to Ambus. 15-footer, no. Long rebound left side. Chucked up there by Brewer. It hits the back rim. Another long rebound by Anna. Dosik drives. Down inside to Barhorse. Oh, my goodness. It took away a layup. The official blew the whistle because an Anna player
had
gone.
That's the correct thing to do.
Yep, that is the correct call. Too bad. Leonard Rowland had flopped to the floor. Back down by a Purcell player as Lauren Barhorst was laying in the shot. No foul called. The referee stopped play because of the ailing Anna player.
Well, Lena Rowland made one heck of a play to knock that rebound back out to one of her guards.
Ball inbounded by Anna, which is up three, 15-12. Lengthy possession here for the Rockets, who need to cash in. 4:24 to go, second quarter. They look for Barhorst in the lane. Dosik on top, can't fire the three. On a weave to Ambus, left side Kiplin, low in the left to Barhorse, wants to shoot, blocked out of bounds by Purcell. No, last touch by Anna. I tell you, Lauren at 6'2 is going to have to extend herself and get off the floor against the 6'2 Rose.
Yeah, or take it to the other side of the basket and use the rim to protect.
Yes. 15-12, Anna. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Purcell can tie with a three. Here is King, 30 feet away against the zone. She is throttled on that side of the floor by Brewer. King gives it up, gets it back. Skips it near side to Buchanan in the corner. She's doubled up. Hand off to Jones at the short corner. Cross court to King. Barges into the lane. 14-footer on the go. Hits it. Kara King is the real deal.
Yep.
15-14. Anna's lead is one. Anna's been up by as many as seven. And the Rockets throw it away against pressure, but the ball is saved down the floor by Ambus. Good hustle by her. And we've got a timeout by Anna head coach Jeff Maurer. 3:20 to go, second quarter. Rockets up one, 15-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rector Road. We offer services like home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rutger Road. And these lots are in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. If you'd like more info and you'd like to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144. Well, you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. After the timeout, the Rockets, Dozick drives down the lane, all the way to the rim, missed it, no good. Rebound, Barhorse, blocked by Rose. Purcell's quickness and height on defense starting to show. 3 minutes left here in the first half. Anna up one, 15-14. 25 feet away, it's Hogabook for Purcell. Key possession here. Anna remains in the zone. Out on top is Dosick. Flanked by Kiplin, Roland, and Ambus. Pitching the ball around the arc. 25 feet away, Purcell. Dribbling is Hogabook. Left side pass to Cravens. Open look, three-pointer. Drilled it. 17-15. Purcell up two. Dosick down the floor. Purcell comes up from behind. Swipes it. Loose ball, foul, Ambus trying to get it back. Anna rattled at the moment, momentum Purcell.
Well, the pressure has really picked up for Purcell and Anna not handling it well.
17-15, Cavaliers up two, 2:26 to go, second quarter. Over the timeline for Purcell is Hogabook. She runs the show at the point. She's got Buchanan on the left. Buchanan can shoot it. She's a 30% three-point shooter. King tries it from downtown. Way off the mark. Good offensive rebound by Rose. Barhorse blocked her. Good defensive play by Lauren. Loose ball rebound. It's a jump. Arrow favors Purcell. 2 minutes left, first half. Two-point lead, Purcell, 17-15. Baseline right, King will throw in. Let's see what Purcell drums up on the inbounds play. Into the short corner to Hogabook. Hand off to King. Tries to shake Dosick. She steps back. Launches way out. Good! Kara King nails a bomb. And that was from out on limestone somewhere. 20-15 Purcell. Anna's shaken. Here's Dosick. Doubled. Tripled. Nearly swiped. Knocked out of bounds by Purcell. A minute 37 to go here in the second quarter. Anna down five after once leading 9-2. Ball thrown into backcourt to Dosick. A minute 36 to go. Up to Ambus. Middle of the floor. Now Dosick. Purcell puts the pinch on her with two players. Left side pass to Brewer. Now Kiplin Roland on top. Here's Dosick 30 feet away. Veers right. Goes to Ambus. We're still 35 feet from the hoop.
They can't run any kind of offense right now.
Nope. Anna's offense has been forced way out on the floor. Barhorst all by herself down inside. Good lob down inside to Roland.
off to Barhorst. Layup good, and a foul called. Lauren Barhorst showing all kinds of strength and muscle.
I don't know how she made that.
No.
Heck of a shot.
Looked like it was blocked initially. Ball stayed right on her fingertips. Then she went back up a second time and dropped it through. Chuck, is her MiFi okay?
Yeah, I just got a lot of feet next to it.
Okay.
So I won't step out, so I don't have any plans on knocking it off.
Our hot spot is our brain. Without that Wi-Fi hotspot, we couldn't bring you this webcast. Lauren Barhorst, who was smacked on the shoulder while delivering that two-point basket.
I have no idea how she got that up on the end of the basket.
Low post left, a big deuce by her. She converts the three-point play. Purcell 20, Anna 18. Rockets needed those points in the worst way.
They've gone man now.
49 seconds to go in the first half. Dribbling is Hogabook, 35 feet out. Gives it up to Cravens. I'm not sure Purcell recognizes it's a man-to-man defense. Here's Kara King against Dosik. Overplay by Dosik. Hand off to Jones on the arc. Jamani Jones on a weave to King. 30 seconds to go, first half. Now Cravens pushed off, no call. Cravens 20 feet out, goes to King. Dosik on the reach. Weave is on. Here's Jones, 18 seconds left. Anna down 2, 2018. Oh, a stutter step by King. That's clearly a walk. It's observed by the referee. Travel
ball.
We
get to keep the foul ball.
Hey, what, Dosik helped cause that. Her jitterbug defense on King forced her into steps.
One shot here. Be nice if they could get this thing tied.
15.3 to go. Ball inbounded to Dosik. Bobbles, gets it, hands it to Brewer. Back to Ella. 9 seconds to go. Ball fumbled at midcourt. Rockets get it across. Down to 5. Dosik looks at the clock. She's 30 feet away. Long 25-footer of a Dosik. Short, no good. Rockets in a frenzy. The last 10 seconds of the first half, Purcell's defense kept Anna well out near the timeline. Dosik finally got one away, but it was a bit shy. Hit the rim, glanced off. First half in the books. Anna down 2 after leading 80% of the first two quarters. Purcell got its defense in order in that second period. Its quickness started to pay dividends. Anna down a bucket, 2018 after 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Springfield. Third-year head coach Jeff Maurer had his club well prepared for this game, Chuck. A fine first 12 minutes. Then Purcell turned up the intensity on defense, slowing down Anna's offense. That seven-point Anna cushion evaporated. Anna, though, did get the final 3 points of the first half of play. A three-pointer the old-fashioned way by Lauren Borrowers. It's 20-18. Purcell by two at the break. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, yeah, they're having trouble initiating their offense. They did a nice job in the first quarter.
Right.
Purcell really picked it up. And like you said earlier, they're running their offense out by the volleyball line, 35 feet from the basket, and they're not facing up. They're not looking down. They're looking to go side to side. And that's not how you're going to do it. You're not going to score much. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Yeah, you're right. Somehow, some way, Rockets in the half court, they've got to pass the ball a bit more vertically. This lateral stuff, horizontal, side to side, is not going to get it done. Lauren Barhorst has got to get involved. Even Chuck, if it's popping out to 8 or 10 feet away, she can make that shot all day long.
But it also brings the offense, the defender out, the 6-2 rows,
yep.
Which means if she misses it, they got a shot at the rebound. Anna has they're even 10-10 on the board, surprisingly.
Right.
Anna has a 4-2 offensive rebounding advantage. The Rockets only turned the ball over twice in the first half. Purcell turned it five times. Purcell Marion did not go to the free throw line in the first half. The Rockets are 6 of 7. That's why they're only down 2. Purcell Marion led by Kara King, 11. They got 6 from McKenna Hoggebrook, and they got 3 from Bohannon. They scored 9 and 11, 20 for the first half. Anna had 7 from Lauren Barhorst, and then 3 from Kiplin Rowland, 3 from Dosick, all from the free throw line, 3 from Kaylee Brewer, and 2 from Michaela Ambos. They scored 13, but only 5 in the second half, and they trail at 20-18 at the half.
A 5-point second quarter for Anna, which trails by 2 as we get set to start the third quarter here in about 4 minutes. Key number in that first half, only 3 points, no buckets from the floor for Ella Dosick.
Yeah, she can't get a look. I mean, yeah. they're really quick, and they're setting some screens for her, but she's not able to get her feet set to shoot the basketball.
Although, if you told Jeff Maurer before the game you'll have 2 turnovers at the half, 2, he would probably say an hour ago, hey, I love that. I'll take it.
Right. And Purcell changed up. They were pressing full court, and it wasn't effective. They went to a half-court trap. That did become effective, and that's what they got to be talking about. If they don't solve that in the second half, I don't know if they can win the basketball.
And Purcell's got some capable three-point shooters. They started ice cold and then began to warm up.
Well, Kara King made 3, and then Bohannon scored 1. Hoggebrook got in the lane for 6 points in the first quarter. So if it wasn't for her, it would have been worse than the 13-9
yep.
at the first quarter. But Anna's got to find a way to get somebody besides Barhorst scoring for him here in the second half.
That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. It is Purcell 20, Anna 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee Knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thank you so much. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. About 1 minute, 1 minute left here in our halftime. Third quarter starting momentarily. Anna Rocket shooting around down to her right. Anna needs a good third quarter. Can't fall behind by 8 or 10 in this game.
Oh, no. If they don't have a good start to the quarter and Purcell extends this lead, it's going to almost Katie bar the door. And it's going to be an Anna ball to start the third quarter. Anna possession.
Well, Rockets need to score and get this thing knotted up. Swing the pressure back onto the shoulders of the Purcell players. And so many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal gave us the impetus we needed. It jump-started Scores Broadcast in 2006-2007. LaCal did. And it highlights seniors here at the half on ScoresBroadcast.com. Seniors who excel academically and athletically. And we'll talk about those Anna seniors. There are not many. Kiplin Rowland, a senior. Michaela Ambus, a senior. Lauren Barhorst, a senior. Those three, they're valuable cogs for the Anna Rockets. Fine ambassadors for Anna High School. And superb student athletes, all brought to you by LaCal Equipment. Here we go, starting the third quarter. Rockets possession. Barhorst in the left corner. Dumps it down in low on the right to Dosick. Shoving foul against Purcell as a player for Anna tumbled off the end of the floor.
Second foul on King. That would be helpful if they get her to sit down.
That's two on her. Anna needs to go at her, try to pick up a third on King, who would appear to be about the most valuable player for this Purcell team here today. Ball inbounded by Ambus into Landis, baseline left. Ambus has it on the arc, skips it to Landis. Dosick near side. Janae Rose is on Dosick.
I think they switched.
Yeah, they did. Here's Landis, baseline left. Now Barhorst, 20 feet out with a guard on her. Down low on the right to Dosick, juggled it, caught it, spun, faded, missed from 15. Loose ball rebound to Dosick. Had an 8-footer, wasn't aware of it. Gave it back to Ambus, 20 feet away. Anna restarts. Ball lobbed down into Barhorst. She's doubled, spins, missed the 8-footer. Got the rebound and scored. What a play by Lauren. Boy, she's Miss Anna Rocket here this afternoon.
She's playing really, really well.
Lauren Barhorst, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. She was resilient on the offensive glass. That trip down, and we are knotted, deadlocked at 20.
The one she made was tougher than the one she missed.
You're right. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Here comes Purcell to midcourt. 30 feet away, it is McKenna Hogabook. To Santia Cravens, high post Rose, swings it baseline right behind him. She hoists up a long three, way overshoots, out of bounds, into the second row, it hops.
Sometimes the best thing that can happen to you is a girl who's not a good three-point shooter makes one, because now she thinks she is a three-point shooter.
Right.
Anna inbounds. Barhorst is cornered in backcourt. Gives it up on the play to Dosik. Crossover dribble. Here comes Purcell. A wall of three white shirts to the midline. Anna breaks it. Three on two. Scattered floor. Shot blocked. Landis took it into the paint. Yep. Crammed. Out of bounds on the play by Kara King. Good recovery by Purcell.
Well, you'll take that because that time they actually looked down under the basket out of the double team and attacked.
Indeed. Playmaker, Anna, below the rim. Dosik into the corner. Barhorst back to Dosik in the lane. Ball bobbled, picked up by Anna, and laid in. Oh, what a play. Johnny on the spot. Kiplin Rowland. Two-pointer Rowland. She was alert.
Just like they drew it up.
Got the loose ball. It went from one side of the basket to the other. Only player over there was Rowland, and she scooped it in. Anna Batu, 22-20. Early third quarter, 5.5 to go. Purcell yet to put points on the board in this half. King thought about sizing up a 27-footer, didn't.
Well, Anna went back. They're back in their zone now. They played a couple of possessions a man in the first half.
Hogabook in the lane. On the top to King. Squeezes her way down the paint. She muffed the handoff to a teammate. It's rolling free out of bounds. Anna Ball. Purcell, Marion, substitutions, and Tia Cravens coming in. I've done pretty well on these last names, Chuck.
The first names are a little tough.
I'm trying to polish up the first names. Jamani Jones, Davinice Howard, Jamira Buchanan. Here's Anna quickly down the floor. Long pass to Barhorst in the lane. Stumbles, lost the ball, picked up by Purcell. Lauren was off balance. Purcell in the half court. Sloppy look. King gets the loose ball. Enters the lane area. On the arc to Buchanan. Long jumper way short. Tug of war. Loose ball. Rebound. Who's got it? A scrum. Purcell possession. 5:05 to go. Third quarter. Anna 22. Purcell 20. Purcell starting the second half like the Cavaliers began the game.
King looks like she might have hurt her back a little bit. She's doing a lot of stretching out there.
Who's that, Chuck?
King for Purcell.
Ball lobbed into King low on the right. Muscles toward the rim around Dosik. Misses, but a foul on Ella. A couple free throws for King. Tell you what, if Purcell is going to win this game over Anna, Chuck, it's going to be on the back of Kara King.
Yeah, no doubt.
She is shouldering the burden going to work. The go-to gal for Purcell, Kara King. Free throw, no good. A little too much oomph on it. King, a 5'8 junior, nearly 15 points a game, 2.5 threes a game. 31% shooter behind the arc. Second free throw, Kara, way off to the left. Rebound, Barhorst. You're right, Chuck. She's got a stiff back going on, this Kara King. Midcourt, Barhorst, hand off to Dosik, spurts into the corner. Gives it up to Ambus straight away. Michaela, left side pass, Brewer. Lob over the head of Barhorst inside. Stolen by Purcell. Cavaliers come out of there with it. Scattered floor. Two on three. Forcing the action. Cravens over guarding on Anna. 4:36 left, third quarter. Anna 22, Purcell 20. Cavaliers yet to dent the scoring column in the second half. Anna's put up only 4 points in 3.5 minutes. Anna scored, what, the last three in the second quarter. Ball lobbed in by Purcell. Inside to Rose. Little layup, no good. Stick back is good. Kara King right there for the board. Rose missed the first one. It was a chippy. King followed. We're tied at 22. Good inbounds play by Purcell right below the rim. Here is Lena Rowland back on the floor now for Anna. Had the ball at the high post. Lena gives it up to Brewer, 25 feet away. Ball rotated left side to Dosik. Dosik drives, doesn't have a bucket yet. Tries to draw the two-shot foul. Ball goes out of her hands, pried away by Purcell. Over the end line, Anna Ball. Still no field goals for Ella Dosik, right?
No, she's got three free throws.
Ella Dosik has been held to three foul shots in this game. That's it. But yet Anna has played very well, even up at 22 with Purcell. beyond the halfway mark, third quarter. Dosik deep in the right corner. Checked out there by Hogabook. Ball whipped around the top of the key. Brewers got it. Elbow on the left. Here's Amba straight away. Now Kiplin Rowland down inside. It goes to Brewer. Feeds Lena Rowland in the corner. Through her legs. Out of bounds. 3:44 left, third quarter. Game tied at 22. 6 points tallied here in the second half. That's it. Purcell walks it up and over the timeline. Both teams looking for a second win. Each club playing 7 or 8. Here's a long three-pointer high left by Purcell. It hits the back rim. Long shot. Oh, we got a shove on the inside. It's Kara King, I think. Foul number 3. The officials look at each other. What's been ruled? Have they decided? Is it on green or white? It goes against Purcell. A white jersey.
That was the correct call.
Yes. A long three-pointer was gunned up there by Damani Jones. Chuck, I thought it hit that brace behind the backboard.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It might have.
Yeah, it was still ruled to be live. Came down, and Kara King put a big elbow in the back of her rocket, and it was seen. Her third foul. Here's Dosik running down the floor. Pulls up, 10-footer, wide left, no good. Rebound slapped out by Purcell. Ella still can't find the range, but we're tied up at 22.
Well, they grabbed her a couple of times to make sure she didn't get away. I'd have been offensive or defensive pass interference.
Yeah, Purcell was tugging at the jersey of Ella Dosik, who's on a mad sprint down the floor. Here's Ella in the paint. She gives it up on the arc to Breanne Riemann. Breanne, a 5'7 sophomore. 25 feet out. Ball thrown to Kiplin Rowland. Baseline right, Dosik. Open 15-footer. Hit the back brace. Rebound, Purcell. Lost out of bounds. Off of Anna, though. Dosik had a fingertip on it.
Yep.
22-22 tie. 2:57 to go third quarter. If Ella Dosik goes the rest of this game, Chuck, without a bucket and a scoreless from the field, it would seem to be pretty tough for Anna to win.
Well, she had a couple of good looks that time down. She's just not dropping.
Nope. Last two shots were within her range. Open 14, 15-footers. Didn't cash in. Anna settles back into the zone. Game tied at 22. Deep in the right corner, it's Cravens. Cross-court pass to Hogabook. Back to Cravens. Deep three, Kara King. Hits it! Left corner, triple by King. Purcell gets a timeout to set up its press. Anna down three. 2:37 left in the third quarter. Kara King has been a rocket killer so far in this game on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. Lacal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacal. Locally, Lacal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs.
Into the lane, Jones. Off to Hogabook. Dribble drive. Cornered. Stopped. Gets rid of it. Almost tied up. Shot fake. Left wing by Cravens. Around the Anna player. She released the ball. And alertly, Chuck, I think, will be awarded 2 big free throws. Nicely done by Santia Cravens of Purcell Marion. She's at the stripe with a pair. These are important. 2 minutes left, third quarter. 25-22 Purcell over Anna. Shot by Cravens, no good. Rockets still very much alive. Both teams gassed at the moment. Second free throw, Cravens dips the knees. That one is pure, true, right through the net. Purcell with its biggest lead. No, I should say it's a 4-point cushion. Did have a 5-point lead, 20-15, late in the second. 26-22, Anna down 4. Dosik in backcourt. Boy, she's got to be spent. Up ahead to Ambus. Left side, Kiplin Rowland. A pass down inside for Barhorst. Way too high. It's errant, and Purcell's got it. High dribble by Cravens. Purcell starting to feel it now. 1:30 left in the third quarter. Purcell up four, 26-22. Top of the key, Hogabook. Into the post it goes to Jamera Behanan. Now 30 feet out, Cravens again. Purcell stretches the floor, slows it down. A minute 17 left in the third. Pitch and catch on the arc. Here's a drive by Hogabook. She stops. Pitches back 25 feet away. It goes to Jones. Jelani Jones on the bounce. Jones still dribbling. To Hogabook. Back to Jones. Dribble drive Hogabook. Late feed down inside. Teammate layup. Good. Jamera Behanan got the deuce. Excellent dish by Purcell. 6-point game. Anna in some trouble now. Here's Dosik trip as she darts into the paint area. Foul on Purcell. Common. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Baseline left. Now Purcell has its biggest lead. A half dozen points. 49 seconds to go. Third quarter. Well, this is a crucial stretch for Anna. The lead cannot expand any further. In fact, head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here. Let our listeners know all about a new underwriting sponsor, which is Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Pinnacle in Fort Loramie. 700 East Park. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer. 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one individually. He develops a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. Oh, what a play by Anna on the inbounds below the basket, Chuck.
Yeah, they got the ball into Kiplin Rowland, and she went up in traffic and knocked it home.
Kiplin Rowland, knife between a couple Purcell players, got a big goal for the Rockets, who cut it back to four. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Way out on the arc for Purcell. It is Jones. Jones dribbling, 18-17. Jones to Hogabook. Goes to the foul line. Defense by Ambus. Foul. A shove in the back. It's Common. Four on Anna. Three on Purcell. 15 ticks on the clock. Late in the third. Anna down four to Purcell. 28-24. Ball lobbed in right in front. Little one-hand push shot. Hogabook no good. Rebound pinballed around. Anna's got it. Dosik on the move. Dosik skips to the foul line. Down the lane. Puts up a 10-footer way short. Rebound Purcell. Long pass to midcourt. Barhorst intercepts. Buzzer sounds. That is it. Rockets have got to get Ella Dosik untracked. She's scoreless from the floor. Purcell leads by four. 28-24 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Hey, don't forget, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to attend Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. For the last 13 years, Jim has operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle, let us help you move forward. Fourth quarter underway. Anna down four. 28-24 Purcell. Dosik on a weave to Kiplin Rowland. Down inside to Barhorst. She powers to the rim. Got it for two. And a foul on Purcell. What an entry pass on the arc by Dosik.
Barhorse got the angle. Defender was on her keister. She positioned, swiveled, got it to roll in. She was bumped as she lobbed it through. She's got a free throw here to cut it to one.
Which is when you think things are starting to slide a little bit for the Rockets, they come right back at them.
Free throw by Lauren. Outstanding foul shooter. Front rim, backboard, front rim, hangs, her plunk. It's good. 28-27. Anna down one. Five straight points by the Rockets. Hogabook foul line in the lane, doubled on the arc to Rose. No threat to shoot there. With 6'2 girl out on top. Oh, a steal! Dosick stole it from King. Dosick down the floor, drives, shoots, no good. Rebound knocked around. Ella might have been fouled, no call. Push off, Purcell, no call. And then Dosick is called for a slight bump at midcourt, and the Anna fans are irate. I tell you what, Chuck, I know we got over 7 minutes to go, but that little flurry of activity right there could go a long way to deciding this game. Ella Dosick fouled on a runaway shot to the rim, down her to her right. Then I think was fouled on the scramble for the loose ball, and then she gets called for a very slight touch at midcourt.
Yeah, that's her third foul, too.
It didn't go Anna's way. That trip down the floor, that's for sure. A minute gone here in the fourth. Hogabook on the arc. Three-point shooter Cravens. Air ball out of bounds. Lauren doesn't have to go up for that rebound because it wound up in the third row. 6:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna down one. 28-27. Dosick backcourt to Ambus. Officiating has been very, very good until the last moment.
Yeah.
Here is Dosick on the arc. On a weave, out high it goes to a teammate. Handled there by Riemann. Riemann to Dosick. She spreads the floor. She's at the Springfield capital S at midcourt. The Wildcats logo. High-low rolling to Barhorse. Catches and scores! Great pass. Great pass. Kiplin rolling a stellar throw. Lobbing into Barhorse. Hit 6-2. She caught it. Nailed the short jumper. Anna by one. Here's Kara King. Travel call. No foul. Anna. Kara King awarded two. Boy, Anna had mitts on the leather. She caught the ball. Oh, a step or two below the foul line. Could have been called for travel. Might have been a jump. Eventually ruled a foul.
Yeah, on Dosick for fourth.
Oh. Free throw by King, no good. And if you're Jeff Maurer, you got a tough call. I think you go with the talented Dosick the rest of the way.
Well, I mean, if you come down and go up two or three, you might give her about a minute.
My goodness, King missed them both. Rebound, Anna, stolen by Purcell, then thrown out of bounds by Purcell. Ella Dosick, Chuck, her third and fourth fouls, the two most marginal third and fourth fouls I've ever seen on a player in a crucial game at a critical time. Tough to swallow. Anna midcourt, down one, cross-court pass, a bad one, picked off by Purcell. Easy interception by Jones. Jones down the floor to Cravens, deflected by Anna, it goes out of bounds. No! The officials make it.
It wasn't.
Oh, the referees look at each other. They nod their heads. Rockets say we didn't touch it. They give it to Purcell.
That was 2 feet over the closest Anna player.
My goodness. Yep, Anna has got to deal with it. Anna up one, 29-28. Back of the foul line. It is Behanan. Down low to a teammate. Bobbled. Loose ball stolen. Dosick into the forecourt. She's got four fouls. She must watch it. Five and a half to go. Anna leads by a point. Big stretch here. Here is Riemann, 30 feet away. Doubled. Gives it on the play to Brewer. Right corner, Dosick. Shot fake. Dribble drive. Elbow on the right. Hand off Kiplin rolling. Dead into Barhorse. Layup. Good! Kiplin Rowland, one super assist after another Barhorst, one great finish after another. Rockets by three. 5 minutes left. Timeout Purcell on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate seafood selection.
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits, or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, it's too soon to call, Chuck, but the Anna girls are, what, about 5 minutes away from a shocking upset over Purcell, leading by three, 31-28, after falling behind by six.
Well, they have got to keep Dosik on the floor, basically, because they need her to handle the basketball. Purcell Marion is going to pick up the pressure now, like they did in the second quarter, and Anna's got to be ready to handle it. They've done a wonderful job of looking inside and finding Barhorst, which they didn't do against the pressure in the first half.
I tell you what, this Anna team is beautifully coached by Jeff Maurer.
Oh, yeah, they talked about it at halftime, and they had made great adjustments.
Here comes Purcell to midcourt, down to three. Clock creeps under 5 minutes. King to Jones. Jones wasn't looking. Cross-court pass, King fakes the three-pointer. Baseline 12-footer. Bouncing, no good. Loose ball rebound, Anna. It is stabbed out of bounds by Purcell. That shot by King was ever so close to going in. She's the go-to gal. Anna simply has to double her, Chuck. Foul line on in. That's all there is to it.
She's 0 for 4 from the free throw line, so if you get in a situation where you need to foul, even though she's a good free throw shooter, it's in her head.
Uh-oh, inbounds. Anna bobbled, stolen. King, driving layup, good. We've got a timeout by Purcell. Oh, the wheels are turning. Wheels are turning. 4:42 left, fourth quarter. Anna 31, Purcell 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Here's Dosik. She's doubled, trapped, right in front of us. Hands it off on the play to a teammate. It's Leonard Rowland dribbling. Deals to Ambus, 30 feet out, 20 feet out. Ambus has it stripped. Good takeaway on the play by Purcell. And then Anna tried to reach back in and is guilty of a hold. That is the right call.
I think that's going to be 1-1.
Yep. Well, this Purcell defense, Chuck, when it wants to, can absolutely suffocate you.
Right.
When it wants to. And it did on that series.
She's the flipper ponytail. Is that number three?
Yes. Free throw. McKenna Hogabook. It is no good. Missed it badly. Oh, a real fight for the rebound. It's a foul call over the back. That's on King of Purcell. Is that four?
Her fourth.
The two best players, or at least the two best ones on the score sheet coming into the game in terms of value to their clubs, Dosik and King, four fouls each.
4:20 to go. That's still a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. We've got eight players in backcourt. Kipling rolling for Anna, trying to shake off a little bit of a bum foot. Ball inbounded to Brewer. Brewer to Riemann, backcourt Dosik. Dosik in trouble, loops it up ahead to a teammate. It's caught on the dead run by Riemann. Bad pass, picked off by Purcell.
Might have been a double dribble, but the Cavaliers not seen. Here's a long three-pointer left side for Sell. It's good. It's good. A triple by Cravens. 33-31 for Sell. 3:50 left in the game. Dosik 20 feet out. Big bucket by Cravens. It was all net. A high arching rainbow right down through the cylinder. Three-pointer and a roll. Oh. Wow, wow. Kiplin Roland to the rescue. Roland to the rescue. Anna up one. 34-33. 27-footer by Roland. Baseline Cravens running one-hander. Bingo! Purcell back on top. Purcell back on top.
Where did this offense come by both teams?
35-34. Anna down one. 3:12 to go. Dosik dribbles. Ball lost. It is fumbled away, picked up by Purcell. Scramble, foul, Anna. A Rocket player bumped into a Purcell Marion guard. And Purcell will get the one-and-one, up one, 35-34. 3:13 to go, fourth quarter. Entertaining game, exciting game. I feel the energy from the floor, Chuck. 1-1 for Purcell, which has been miserable at the line. It is bumped up there and missed badly. Rebound, though, right baseline. Purcell, double dribble, travel, out of bounds to Anna. Good rebound on the play, but Jones, but she couldn't keep her feet on the court of play. Anna down one, 3 minutes left. In backcourt, it's Brewer up the left side to Dosik. Pass to midcourt, deflected. Purcell steals. Hogebook driving layup, good. Purcell by three. Anna coming unglued. Purcell's quickness has got the Rockets in trouble. Timeout. 37-34 Purcell. 2:52 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Anna Rockets have the ball in backcourt. Purcell's pressure relents. Roland stops at the timeline. Loops it up ahead to Ambus. Anna down three. 2:40 left, fourth quarter. Ambus in the corner. Adosa gets the ball. She's shoved. No call. Adosa dribble drive in the lane. Around one player, another. Defensive foul in the act of shooting. Dosik to get two. All of her points have been from the stripe. No field goals in this game. Amazing. Anna is within three, Chuck. 37-34.
Yeah, it's been Barhorst and Kiplin Rowland.
Free throw by Dosik is bouncing all around, and it is good. 37-35. Anna within two. 2:31 left, fourth quarter. King had sat out briefly for Purcell. She's back in. How many for King, Chuck?
King's got 18.
Free throw Dosik. Oh, it trickles all around the orange. And the last bump on the iron is in there. We'll take him. Two in a row by Dosik. Favorable touch. 1 point lead Purcell. 37-36. 2:20 left in this game. 30 feet away with the ball. Cravens. Cravens hands off to Jones. Jones has got it on the arc for Purcell. Looks for help. Near midcourt, Purcell handles. Both teams in the bonus. 16 fouls on Purcell, 8 on Anna.
Minute 57 to go. Hagebuck dribble drive in the lane. Doubled. And then she got a circle back out. Wants to go to King. Good defense by Lena Rowland, who's all over King. Lena will not let Kara King out of her glimpse. In fact, they are in the corner stagnant chest to chest.
Amos has to step up and play defense. She's just letting her dribble it around.
A minute 40 left. Purcell running clock. Here comes the double team. Lena Rowland, ball thrown to King. Deep right corner, three by Purcell. Way short, way short. A misfire by Jones. Long rebound, Anna. Midcourt, Lena Rowland. Got to get it to Dosik. Hand off to Ella, 30 feet away. A minute 16 to go in the game. Anna down one. Here's Ambus on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Brewer. Brewer to Dosik. Big possession here. Anna's in the bonus. A minute two to go. Anna down one. Dosik fakes left, goes right against King. Shut off. King's got four fouls. Ella in the corner. Looks for help. On top, jump shot, Brewer, three-pointer, banged off the rim. Loose ball rebound in the corner of the floor, off Anna Purcell ball.
And they had Barhorst posted up inside, and they never even looked down there to get her the ball.
Lawrence got to touch it. She is a marvelous free-throw shooter. And right around the basket, great touch. Good defense by Purcell, last trip. Anna may have to foul at some point. Ball inbounded, backcourt by Purcell. Purcell loses control. Anna dives out of bounds to Purcell. Last touch on the play by the Rockets, Ambus. We've got eight players in backcourt. Substitution, Anna. Brianne Raymond in for Michaela Ambus. 48.6 to go. 37-36 Purcell, which has the ball in backcourt down at the end of the Anna bench. Mary Landis back in for Anna. Here's Purcell's King in backcourt against Kiplin Rowland, who bodies her. 1-1, Kara King, who's been a zero at the free throw line so far.
She has 18 points. She's 0 for 4 from the free throw line.
Big 1-1 situation here for Purcell. Anna last trip down had a possession to take the lead and misfired. Purcell by one, 37-36, 46 seconds to go in the game. 1-1 for King. Shoots it way off. Much too hard. Rebound, Anna. Loose ball. King dives to get it. Oh, my goodness. Does Purcell have the ball? Does Anna have the ball?
Well, they can't give them. There's got to be a held ball. They can't give them a timeout.
My goodness gracious. A timeout ruled for Purcell. Big break, Cavaliers. 43.5 to go. Anna's got to go back on defense. Down one, 37-36 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, attention with a big uppercase T on the front of it. And the tension has maximized. We are in the final 43 seconds of this game. Anna down one to Purcell Marion. Last play was ruled a timeout. There was no jump ball called. Purcell wasn't forced to use up the arrow. They got a break. They inbound the ball top of the circle. Anna over guards, maybe semi-intentionally, forcing Purcell to go back to the stripe where the Cavaliers have been lousy.
They're 1-for-9.
Crazy. 41.7 to go in the game. 37-36 in favor of Purcell. And now the Purcell free throw shooter leaves the line, wanders away from the free throw stripe, goes toward the bench.
She's got a contact problem.
Okay. The foul shooter is Jamira Behanan, or I should say Behanan, a 5'6" sophomore. And I tell you what, Chuck, she's not going to shoot the free throw. She'll be subbed for by the 6'2" Janae Rose, who comes in off the bench. for Behannon, who has an injury of sorts. 1-1 for Rose. These are critical. The left-hander missed it off to the right. Starhorse with the rebound. What's been called? Is it double bonus?
Double bonus.
It is double bonus. 1-10 now for Purcell. 1-10. That was the 10th foul on Anna. Well, you've got to box out. Purcell's only got one young lady on the lane. Anna, 4. You've got to get this defensive rebound. The shot missed. Rebound, Barhorst. Anna down 1. Chance to go ahead. Dosick forecourt right in front of head coach Jeff Maurer. Timeout called. 37-36 Purcell. 36 seconds to go. We'll be back in a half minute or so on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Anna student cheering section wound up. Anna Rockets huddling around head coach Jeff Maurer. The lead for Purcell, a scant point. It's precarious. Anna somehow needs to work the ball inside to Lauren Barhorst. And she has been a hot free throw shooter. How many points for Lauren on the day, Chuck?
Lauren's got 16.
Outstanding game for Barhorst. You can bet she'll be crowded. The 6'2", Janae Rose, is out there for Purcell. It's Kiplin, Roland, Barhorst, Dosick, Ambus, also in Brewer for Anna. She'll trigger it. Purcell goes to his zone. Zone defense, Purcell. Final 33 seconds. Dosick, top of the circle. She does not have a bucket in the game. Here's Brewer. Near side, Dosick, King all over. Lob down inside to Barhorst. Badly thrown. Loose ball picked up by Purcell. Bodies hit the deck. Foul, Anna. On Kiplin Roland, might have been a wise foul. The pass to the interior was not a good one.
Nope.
It was easily spoiled by Purcell, which had the loose ball. The Purcell player was tripped up from the rear. And it's Kara King, who has been miss everything for Purcell, except at the foul line where she is right now. She's got the double bonus, 21.6 to go. Purcell up 1. King shoots and hits. About time, she says.
Yeah, I would think so.
She's been an 0-for at the stripe all day.
She was 0-for-5 in the front end of the 1-1 before that one.
38-36 Purcell. Anna's had chances, just has not capitalized the last couple trips down. Second free throw good. Second free throw good. Timeout. Substitutions. Anna down 3. That makes it tougher. Makes it tougher. 21.6 remaining. 39-36 Purcell over Anna.
Well, they're going to full court press. I'm wondering what they're going to be if they break this. Are they going to be in a half court? If they're playing zone, that's going to give Anna a better look at a 3.
Here comes Dosick up the floor to Riemann on the arc. 25 feet away. Gives it up to Brewer. Down to 12, 11. Lob into Dosick. Layup, no good, but a foul. She was clobbered from behind. Good play run by Anna. Dosick's shot almost went in. Didn't crawl over the rim. Nearly a bucket plus 1. She's got to make 2 free throws here. 9.8 to go. Anna trails 39-36. Chuck, you make the first, miss the second intentionally.
You got 10 seconds. I think you make them both.
Free throw, Dosick. Got it. 39-37. Anna down 2. Head coach Maurer signaling something. You know the press will be on. If you don't steal the inbounds pass, you got a foul right now. Second shot, Dosick, good again. 39-38, Purcell up 1. 9.8 to go, fourth quarter.
You don't foul King now because she's made 2 in a row. But you can foul anybody else if you don't get the steal on the inbounds play.
Anna doesn't guard the playmaker. It'll be inbounded by Cravens. Timeout, head coach Jeff Maurer. 9.8 to go. Anna down a point, 39-38. Purcell ball into the floor on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got plans this Friday night? The hottest bar in town is now serving up the ultimate. Seafood selection?
That's right. Frisch's Ultimate Seafood Bar is packed with dozens of sizzling seafood and sides, like our crunchy battered whitefish, popcorn shrimp, steamed broccoli, and new crab cakes. It's Friday's hottest bar scene. Or come in every day for new shrimp and cheddar grits or our meat-free Impossible Big Boy.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here is the situation. 39-38, Purcell over Anna by one. 9.8 to go. Purcell will inbounds the ball underneath the Anna hoop. Kara King, the playmaker, looks. Purcell players go long. King inbounds in the right corner. Foul immediately by Riemann of Anna. Double bonus Purcell. 8.4 to go. Purcell 39, Anna 38. Stepping to the line is Santia Cravens, 5'6 senior, 10 points a game, solid player. Has she been to the stripe yet?
One of two in the third quarter. She had their only made free throw till the fourth quarter.
Double bonus Cravens for Purcell, dips the knees, it's way off to the left, no good. 39-38, Purcell by one over Anna. Second free throw for Cravens. 8.4 left. Rockets have got to control this rebound. They've got to get it clean. Can't let any time go off the clock. Second free throw by Cravens. Way off to the left. Barely caught rim. Rebound by Orange. Backcourt Dosick. Dosick for the win. 6-5. Dosick drives. Shoots. No good. Defensive foul. Defensive foul. Dosick will be at the stripe for the win. Dosick at the stripe for the win. Two free throws coming. Anna secured the rebound. It took him a second or two to get it to near midcourt. Then Dosick exploded. She zipped the other way the last 50 feet. Bolted in from the right flank. Was jammed at the basket. Knocked to the floor. Two free throws. Dosick, 1.4 to go.
King just fouled out with that block right there. That was a tough call for the official because that could have gone either way.
It sure could have. It was a 50-50 call. The ref sold it. You play on. Anna will accept it, of course. At the stripe, Dosick, two free throws, fouled in the act for the tie. It is good! It is good! 39-39. Dosick for the lead. 1.4 to go. 1.4 to go. Ella Dosick for the lead. Nobody for Anna on the lane. Shot by Ella is there. It's good. Anna by one. Anna by one. Timeout Purcell. A shocker. A shocker in the making.
Wow.
Woo.
They got to go the length of the court in 1.4 seconds. They just used their last timeout.
Ella Dosick, without a field goal in the game, has made the two biggest clutch free throws of her career.
Absolutely. She made the last four. And she got 9 points off of the free throw line.
Woo!
Missed her first one, made all the rest of them.
Holy cow. Holy cow. My goodness gracious, what a terrific game turned in by the Green Machine Anna.
Yeah.
The ladies have been phenomenal. The Rockets are up one, 40-39. What, a second and a fraction to
1.4. You got to make sure if you're Anna that you don't let Purcell run you into some kind of a screen where they call the foul on you. You got to keep in front. Don't let them throw the ball the full length of the floor.
Well, the Purcell Marion Cavaliers are still at the bench. Anna showing defense on the court. Coaching staff led by Jeff Maurer instructing hands up, hands up. And that's a good strategy.
You got to get back. What are they doing back here?
Lauren Barhorst on the throw. Up the court it goes. Intercepted by Dosick. Intercepted by Dosick. The game is over. The court is formed by the Anna student cheering section. The Anna Rockets. Woo! Wow! I don't believe what I just saw.
the Inner Rockets. A miraculous shocking. A shocker. I can't even talk.
That was amazing. That was just freaking amazing.
Anna boys win the district in a game at noon. Anna girls in a game at 3 win the regional and go to the state final 4. Ella Dosick, two free throws with 1.8 to go to take Anna from a 39-38 deficit to a 40-39 lead. And then it's Dosick on the interception at midcourt. Wow. Terrific ball game turned in by Anna. And Purcell, Chuck, has got no one to blame but itself. Missed free throw after missed free throw the entire game.
They were 3 of 14.
3 of 14, 2 or 3 1-and-1s. Purcell left 14 or 15 points on the floor because of blown opportunities at the stripe. Ella Dosick, without a bucket, didn't have a field goal in the entire game, but hit 4 free throws down the stretch, enabling Anna to edge Purcell 40-39 for the regional championship here at Springfield.
13 of 14 from the line for the Rockets, 3 of 14 from the line for Purcell Marion.
Oh, that synopsis right there sums it up. That's the difference.
Wow. I'm going with my Clancy's players of the game. I can't narrow it down. I gotta give it to 3 of them because Dosick, how do you not give it to her the way she handled the ball and shot free throws? Kiplin Rowland had 10 points, but she must have had 5 assists down to Barhorst for shots.
Yep,
and
yep.
Barhorst scored 16. And on the other side, I'm going to give it to Kara King. She's a heck of a basketball player. Only a junior. You can see her again next year.
That King tried to will Purcell to the victory. Did drop in a couple free throws late. She's a very good player, a junior, as Chuck noted, back next year. But the passing of Kiplin Rowland, boy, she had some beautiful assists to Lauren Barhorst on the block for Anna. And again, Ella Dosick got a field goal. She was guarded well. Sometimes 3 young ladies on Ella when she got within 10 or 12 feet from the bucket. But she dropped in 4 straight free throws, 2 with 1.8 to go. And Anna nips Purcell Marion 40-39 at the buzzer. What a statewide shocker here today at Springfield. How about these Anna girls vaulting to, 22-6 on the year?
Yep, and they get to go play in St. John's Arena.
Yep. Anna will advance to next Friday's 3 p.m. state semifinal against the winner of tonight's game in Lexington between Afrocentric and Ottawa Glandorf. Anna Rockets to the state semi in girl division 3. Woo! Woo-hoo! And I tell you what, Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools and a member of the Southwest District Athletic Board, is at midcourt right now announcing the Rockets as regional champs, and you can bet he's getting great pleasure from this. The trophy being held high by the Anna girls. They celebrate. What a season. Anna Lady Rockets triumphant here today over Purcell Marion by a final score of 40-39. Anna girls have now reeled off 8 straight wins, knocking out Versailles, which was a slight favorite, beating Purcell, clearly a favorite here today. The Rockets are giant killers, and it's off to Columbus for a next Friday 3 p.m. date in the state semifinal. How about that? Free throw's the difference, Chuck. We talk about it all the time.
Well.
You miss your fouls late, you're probably going to get beat in a close game. You make them late, you're probably going to win a close game.
That's exactly what happened today.
And Ella Dosick's 4 free throws late in the game did not even come close to hitting the rim. And Purcell playing shot after shot after shot off the iron. You could tell when free throws left the hands of the Cavalier ladies, they weren't going to be close.
Well, they may have to repaint the rims after those bricks they were throwing up there. Dosik was 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws.
What'd she wind up with for the game?
She had 9 points. She didn't make a basket. Who cares?
What was she, 9 for 9?
She was 9 for 10. She missed her first one, made 9 in a row.
Oh, my goodness. And Lauren Barhorst is atop the ladder down to her right. And guess what she's doing? She's trimming down the net. Anna Rockets, in spectacular fashion, Nip Purcell, 40-39. What great awareness by Ella. You know, she had instructions from head coach Jeff Maurer. If the free throws are missed, ladies, get the rebound, secure it, and get the ball in Ella's hands. You know Purcell is going to have to retreat and get down the floor. Well, they tried to retreat with her. She sped right by them. Kara King arrived late.
Yep.
Low right side, about 5 feet from the basket.
Yep.
Ella made sure there was contact. She made sure there was contact. It was possibly a 50-50 call.
Well, I think King set up way too deep.
Okay.
And I think that's why they didn't give her the call.
But the choice by the referee went in.
I think it was correct.
It went in his way, and Ella Dosik calmly made 2 free throws, each one of them all nylon, all cord. Not a shot hit the rim. Pure on each foul shot, and Anna edges Purcell 40-39. Well, let's see if we can get head coach Jeff Maurer before it's his turn to cut down the net, Chuck. Let's take a 1 minute break. Let's do Clancy's. Then we will return on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna upsetting Purcell by a point on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh my, we're so happy. We are in tears here at Courtside at Springfield. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Quick conversation with Anna, third-year head coach Jeff Maurer, before it's his turn to cut down the net. The strategy into the game. Purcell was at the line, up one, several seconds remaining. Good chance Purcell would miss free throws. They had all day long. Take it from there, Coach.
Yeah, you know, down to forgive me if you can't hear me. My voice is about gone. It was loud in here. We knew they weren't. There's only two girls out there that really were consistently good free throw shooters for them. So we felt like late in the game, if we had to foul, we knew who we needed to foul, and we felt confident that maybe we could take advantage of that. And hey, Ella Dosik, ice water in her veins there, hitting those last two shots. Like, I didn't even watch. You know, I was just crowd reactions. The only way I knew they went in, but wow.
Had you told Ella, hey, if we get the rebound, get the ball to her hands, Ella, take it, streak to the rim?
Yeah, with 9 seconds, like whatever it was. I mean, we knew it was just go to the basket. And then we had Kaylee Brewer down in the corner as a good three-point shooter. We thought if we needed a three, she'd be down there. She could kick it to her for a shot. But wow, I'm so proud of the girls.
Ella didn't have a field goal the whole game. 9 for 10 at the stripe. All 9 of her makes, switches, not a one hit the rim. Not a one.
Yeah, I mean, she's done that all year for us. She's got ice water in her veins. I mean, what a game.
How about the passing out high by Kiplin Rowland down inside to Lauren Barhorst? A thing of beauty all day.
Yeah, she's been doing that all year. She's an excellent passer. I mean, she's second to team in assists for us as a post player, so she's good.
And Lauren Barhorst Wow, what a tower of strength inside. She went up against 6'2", 6'1", all day and had a phenomenal contest.
Yeah,
Lauren,
she, you know, we challenged her at halftime, and she really responded. Coach, I want to go cut the net down.
Coach, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Good luck. We'll see you in Columbus next Friday at 3 o'clock.
I appreciate it, Jack.
Jeff Maurer, third-year head coach, Anna Rockets, victorious today, 40-39. Monumental shocker, beating Cincinnati Purcell Marion by a point at the buzzer, literally. Two free throws by Ella Dozier.
1.4 seconds to go. No more pressure than that in a basketball game.
Wow. How about this, Chuck? With a Fort Laramie win tonight, we've got two girls' teams over at Columbus at St. John Arena in the state Final Four next week.
And possibly, because we cover them a lot in the season, maybe Minster, maybe three girls' teams over in Columbus.
Yeah, you're right. Minster playing tonight for a regional championship against Haviland Wayne Trace at Elida. With a Minster victory tonight, a Fort Laramie victory tonight over Country Day, we'd have those two plus Anna, three teams in our purview over at St. John Arena in Columbus for the state Final Four, two in D4, Anna in D3.
Yeah.
Anna Rockets deserve it.
Well, they played. They did exactly what they had to do to win a basketball game.
Yep. Make free throws.
Yeah.
And you're so right.
They weathered the pressure. You know what? They ended up turning the ball over 11 times.
Oh.
Against that pressure, that's just not that bad.
No, what, two or three at halftime?
Yeah.
Seven or eight in the second half? You're right. And I can recall one, which was turned into a quick transition layup by Purcell. I think only one of those turnovers hurt him badly. Several occurred after Anna had gotten the ball over half court. That's when a number of them took place. But simply put, Anna shoots the ball better than Purcell. That's all there is to it.
Did not shock me. I didn't come into this game thinking, boy, Purcell is a jump shooting basketball team, because they're not.
No.
The only really good basketball player they have is Kara King. They have some athletes, but King's the only real good basketball player that they have.
Oh, what a year. What a season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Earlier at noon, here today at 3, tonight at 7:30, climax a week, Chuck, or I should say 4 days, actually 72 hours, from Wednesday night to Saturday night. We will have completed 8 webcasts. Last week, in 5 days, 120 hours, I think a dozen.
Yep.
So that's 20 webcasts featuring our teams. In the span of 14 minus 2, 12 days.
Well, we had 5 teams still playing, and we had 5 teams that have advanced so far as they can. The next one's going to be Laramie. If they get a win tonight, all 5 teams will have advanced from this weekend to play next week.
Into the second week of March, would never have thought this was possible.
All right.
But I tell you what, the coaches in our area are so daggone good. The players continue to work, improve, develop, and it shows come tournament time.
Well,
and these clubs all play challenging schedules, and it makes them tourney ready, as we've seen.
Well, look at the 5 teams we have still playing, the tradition in each one of those. I mean, Anna, I started this with you like 12 years ago. Anna was a fixture in the state when I first started.
Right.
Laramie's been a fixture over there. The Anna boys, unfortunately, always run into a really good Cincinnati squad.
Yes.
And they're going to again this year, probably.
Right.
But, you know, they have every bit of the ability to beat them.
Yeah, Anna girls won the state title in 2011, 2013. Laramie, 2013, 2015. We've got the Anna boys playing in a regional semifinal next Tuesday at 8 against the Taft-Stivers winner. We've got the Fort Laramie girls tonight in a regional championship game, tip at 7:30, webcast time 7:15 against Cincinnati Country Day. We now have the Anna girls in a state Final Four appearance next Friday at 3 at the St. John Arena against either Afrocentric or its opponent, Ottawa Glandorf.
Ottawa Glandorf.
Afrocentric, a prohibitive favorite in that game. We've got the Fort Laramie boys, the Jackson Center boys, both in the regional, not playing each other yet. They're on a collision course, though.
Could
meet.
See, Aiden Reichert here watching the Anna girls play. He's hard to miss at his 6'5".
Aiden picked up a thing or two on shooting fouls.
Let's hope after their shooting last night. That was an anomaly. They're not going to shoot free throws like that again.
No, that was an aberration for sure for Jackson Center last night. But Jackson Center boys, Fort Loramie boys, in the regional next Tuesday at the UD Arena, playing in games at 6:15 and 8. Who knows? Who knows? They could win, still be in until next Friday's D4 Boys Regional Championship,
yep,
when they would go head on.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Chuck, after a bout of the flu, after you being under the weather, we're the healthiest we've been all winter. Chuck, I couldn't have survived at this many games in 11 or 12 days, 20 of them. And thank goodness the flu's behind me. I thought in the last several days the voice has gotten stronger, and here I am with one game to go tonight to finish out this stretch, which is always the toughest, end of February, 1st of March, when the girls and the boys tournaments overlap really, really heavy.
Well, I look at it as we got two choices. We can keep doing this, what we really enjoy, and stay as young as we can. We can go home, sit in a chair at home and die. That's really our only two choices that we have right
now. Easy selection. Easy selection. Don't forget, webcast tonight as we make the trek to Vandalia Butler, right back to Butler High School, where we were earlier today for the Anna boys' victory over National Trail. A tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10, Fort Loramie girls, Cincinnati Country Day. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee here at Springfield, where the Rockets have edged Purcell Marion in a monumental upset, a shocker. Thanks so much to American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, Local Equipment, U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Sydney Daily News, our anchor underwriting sponsors, new ones here in February and March on scoresbroadcast.com. VoteJordanSheriff.com, Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. For Ron Mooney, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon until about 7:10 tonight. Again, our final score this afternoon, Anna upsets Purcell Marion's girls 40-39 to advance to the state Final Four next Friday at the St. John Arena in Columbus.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.